with David Muir.
Good evening, and we begin tonight with those 2 hours of terror at UCLA in Los Angeles. Authorities say a shooter taking deadly aim and then killing himself, triggering a massive lockdown. Heavily armed police flooding the hallways in the buildings on campus, searching from room to room for the gunman. Students trapped inside, and you can see them setting up makeshift barricades with whatever they could find. The students who were outside were told to get down and put their hands up as their backpacks were then searched one by one this afternoon. Tonight, authorities have not released the name of the suspect, but there is word of a note possibly left behind. And ABC's Kana Whitworth is on the scene for us.
Gunfire erupting on campus.
Around 10 o'clock this morning, a report of a shooting occurred here on the UCLA campus.
Police flooded with calls after shots ring out in an engineering building at UCLA.
Conducting a search for the actor.
Hundreds of officers swarm the area, rifles drawn, fears of a possible gunman on campus. Thousands of students in classes taking final exams, now told to shelter in place. Dozens trapped inside the building.
I heard somebody yell, "Everybody run, escape, run." And then I heard commotion in the crowd. People were saying they saw an assault rifle.
Some barricading themselves inside, propping tables against doors, tying printer cords to door handles, using belts, anything they could find to stay safe.
We just bolted out of there and ran out to the seventh floor of one of the buildings and then hid in the bathroom for like an hour and a half.
Due to a major incident in West LA Division, the city is on technical alert status.
Other area schools on lockdown while the UCLA campus is searched. SWAT teams seen inside the hallway of this building on surveillance cameras going door to door. Officers finding two male victims with gunshot wounds, a gun, and a note found nearby. After 2 hours of chaos, police announcing that shooting, a murder-suicide. Each student is cleared one by one, told to drop to their knees with their hands up. A final search by police.
And Kana Whitworth is with us live tonight. Kana, what are investigators telling you?
Well, David, I just was able to speak with them, and they're telling me their next step here is to figure out who this shooter is. They will be searching their apartment and scrubbing their social media accounts. And in the meantime, this engineering building behind me remains a crime scene. David.
Kana Whitworth.